A rebellious spirit can destroy your life. God warns about the dangers of that. It can cause you to waste your life in sin. A rebellious spirit keeps us from hearing God's direction. I have heard this story several times, but it is a perfect illustration of most Christians. A mother was frustrated by her 7-year-old son's disobedience. As punishment, she made him sit down on a chair in the kitchen. The boy realized that he had better obey or face certain and painful punishment. As he sat there, he made faces and mumbled to himself. After a few minutes, his mother said, "What are you doing?" The boy replied, "I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside." Many of us are like that young boy. We struggle with committing ourselves to following God's way. When we do, it is from fear of punishment and our hearts are not in it. There are a great many benefits from following God's way. There is also a danger of God's punishment against our stiff-necked rebellion. How much better it is when we follow God with a willing heart. The book of Proverbs contains a great many wise words. On the subject of following God's way, Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." The temptation here is to interpret these scriptures to teach that a person can decide what they want to do, commit those plans to the Lord, and God will make me successful. That is not what the verse teaches. Rather, it teaches us to walk in the path that God has prepared for us, and He will bless us. At this moment in your life, can you pray, "God, I want what you want in my life"? Committing your way to God involves that attitude. We tend to think we know what is best for our lives when we really don't, but God does. We can commit our lives to Him because He knows the best course for us to take. Many of us struggle to fully commit our way to the Lord, but over time, as we mature in our faith, we learn to trust Him more and more. If you're like me, trusting God with your life is an area where you have a great deal of room for growth. But we can start with a simple prayer that says, "Father, I know that you know the best course for me. I want to follow you and trust you to reveal your plans to me in your time." The Bible teaches us that God is looking for people who are fully committed to Him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." The question you need to ask yourself is, if God were making a list of all the people in the world whose hearts were fully committed to Him, would my name be on that list? In 1 Kings 8:61, King Solomon challenged the people of Israel to be fully committed to God, and that challenge is still valid for us today. He said, "Your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord, our God, to live by His decrees and obey His commands." You can know if you are fully committed to Christ by your readiness to obey the commands that God has placed in His Word. Obedience starts with a willing heart. Maybe you are willing to obey Christ, but you have some doubts as to whether or not you have the strength to obey. Maybe you are afraid that you won't be strong enough to keep on obeying. Well, there is good news for you in God's Word. The strength to obey God is provided by God Himself. I want you to notice two verses in the Bible that teach us that God is the source of our strength. In Psalms 28, verse 7, the Scriptures say, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped." Then Philippians 4, verse 13 says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." You see, God promises to give you the strength to obey, and He promises to protect you as a shield protects a warrior. Before we can commit our ways to the Lord, we must have willing spirits. In the book of Job, we are told to submit to God and to be at peace with Him. We must not have a rebellious spirit when it comes to submitting to God. King David was called a man after God's own heart, yet David sinned grievously against God. Then he made his problems worse through stubborn rebellion. Until David dealt with that sin, repented, and again committed his ways to the Lord, he could not be at peace with God. A rebellious spirit can destroy your life. God warns about the dangers of that. It can cause you to waste your life in sin. Psalm 106, verse 43 says of Israel, "Many times he delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sin." A rebellious spirit keeps us from hearing God's direction. God warned Ezekiel that he was living among rebellious people who had lost their ability to see and to hear spiritual truth. You may be struggling with a rebellious spirit. The Bible is full of graphic word pictures that help us understand what that kind of spirit will do in our lives. In Isaiah 48:4, God pictures a rebellious spirit as a stiff neck and a hard head. He says, "For I know how stubborn you are. The sinews of your neck were iron. Your forehead was bronze." In Hosea 4 and verse 16, God pictures a rebellious spirit as a stubborn cow. He says, "The Israelites are stubborn like a stubborn heifer." If you've ever tried to get a stubborn heifer into a barn stall, you know the meaning of the word frustration. You can't expect God to look very kindly toward you as long as you have a spirit like that of a rebellious heifer. When David realized that rebellious spirit in himself, he repented. In Psalm 51, we find his prayer of repentance. In verse 12, he prayed, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Do you have a rebellious spirit? Ask God to forgive you for the times you refused to willingly submit to Him. Ask God for a willing spirit, and He will give you one. Once you decide to follow God's way willingly, wonderful things can happen. It will be easy for God to lead you. You can follow Him with the assurance that He is leading you in the way that is best for you. You will be able to pray with David, "Lord, direct me in the path of your commands, for therein I find delight." When you willingly commit your way to the Lord, after a period of time, you will find yourself taking delight in God's way. Instead of resisting and rebelling, submit willingly. Each time you do, you will find that it becomes easier to trust God. The more we trust Him, the more we will love His ways. That must be what the writer of Psalm 119, verse 47 meant when he wrote, "I delight in your commands because I love them." Decide today to commit your ways to the Lord. You will find that following His commands will bring joy and great delight. Make the choice to have a willing heart for God. Spend some time with God in prayer, asking Him to show you if you have a rebellious spirit. Ask God to help you come to the place where you can pray, "Yes, Lord, whatever it is that you ask, I'll do."